All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is the chain of clinics that covers a whole lot of ground across North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They will see all ages. They are open 7 days a week, even late hours, by the way. And they, by the way, are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud to have them. So let me jump on in here. Yesterday, in the midst of his sermon, the pastor who was preaching at my church, he repeated a phrase several times. It's an old saying, I'm sure you've heard of it. He said, "I know I'm preaching to the choir." And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Now, some folks might think that when you talk to folks who supposedly already agree that you're just wasting your breath and telling something important to people who already know it. They say, "You're just preaching to the choir." But the origin of it is that the church analogy, the pastor is supposed to be facing his audience, doing the preaching to people who don't already know the meaning of his message. Supposedly, the people that are sitting behind the pulpit in the choir loft, they don't need to know the message as much because they've already heard it. Supposedly, they already believe it. Well, in my view, that's some wrong-headed thinking. You know where I was when I began my relationship with the Lord? No kidding. I remember exactly where I was when I made a choice to accept Christ as my Savior. It was a night in March 1978, and I was singing in the choir. You heard me. Probably a big shock for the preacher that night, but I think like two-thirds of the youth choir that I was in got saved that night while we were singing in the choir. I'm going to bet that guy learned that night that he should always preach to the choir. Sometimes the folks that need to hear the message the most are the ones we tend to overlook because we think they already have all the facts. Look, there are times when a message you may have heard a million times need to be reinforced. Or maybe there's a sense of something, but you need some details. Or better yet, you know something, but you don't know how to describe it, and someone else's words can help you to arrange your thoughts. So once a year since Right Side Radio started, I've taken some time during my monologue to remind you why we have to preach to the choir. Why it is so important, yes, to talk to ourselves, to manage our points to our own audience. We absolutely need to reach out and convince others about the need to live and work with conservative principles and faith in an almighty and loving God. Others need to hear from us on the things that we believe are most important. Yeah, there's a host of folks out there needing to hear the truth about faith and liberty and freedom and patriotism and service. Why we love America, why we stand for family and tradition, why we see politics through the right side of the aisle. But I got to tell you, though, I also believe that we need to hear from each other, especially in the here and now. We as conservatives, we already believe much of the same things. But we form our thoughts and opinions by sharing them back and forth with each other. Maybe we're all in the same choir, but it doesn't mean we don't need to hear the common messages again just to reinforce our understanding or to help us put words to why we feel like we do. Look, I know the bulk of my audience are folks already who share my sentiments, a whole bunch of right-side ruffians out there. Proud of it. Maybe when we gather up like this through the medium of radio, there's one of us who's been looking for that phrase or that summation or that correlation that puts it all together, just crystallizes it, makes it something we can work with. And I'll be honest, it happens to me every day on the show. I mean, one of you will call in or text in during the show, and I'll hear words or glean understandings from one of you that puts things in a way that I had never thought of. And it's my job, and yet I'm gaining from y'all. Why? Because y'all are preaching to the choir. So here I am preaching to the choir, and yet most days the choir is also preaching to me. And that's just good, man. And because I believe in the idea of encouraging each other in what I believe I spend hours every day getting ready to do, I can do it. I spend hours every day talking about what I spend hours getting ready to do, and then I started writing something that gets published in news outlets every week, and today we're launching a new video podcast. All of these things are so that we can continue preaching to the choir. But this is not a new concept. During the early days of the Revolutionary War, there were millions of patriots, almost 2.5 million living in the colonies. They had their own sense of things. They had their understandings. They had their commitments. But even still, their strength would sometimes ebb and flow. And then came a guy named Thomas Paine, who wrote a little booklet called Common Sense. And that booklet, Common Sense, it put words to feelings in a way that just rallied the colonies. You see, Common Sense was a 47-page pamphlet written, like I said, by Thomas Paine in 1775 and published in early 76, advocating for independence from Great Britain. It was written to the people in the 13 colonies. It was written in clear and persuasive prose, Paine gave everyday folks moral and political arguments to encourage them in their fight for independence. So it was published on January 10th of 1776, right at the beginning of the American Revolution, and it became an immediate sensation. The choir needed to hear it. It was sold and distributed widely. It was read aloud in taverns and meeting places. In proportion to the population of the colonies at that time, it had the largest sale and circulation of any book that had been published to that date in American history. And, oh, by the way, it remains one of the all-time best-selling American titles. It's still in print today. Common Sense by Thomas Paine made a hugely persuasive and impassioned case for independence. Paine did it in a way that hadn't been done before. He presented a distinctly American political identity. And at one point, Paine said, quote, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind." So in essence, Thomas Paine was preaching to the choir. Folks out there already had a sentiment, they had a leaning, but they weren't sure how to phrase it. They weren't sure how to put it into proper context. And for the patriots in the colonies in 1776, it took one of their own to label the moods, the sentiments, fears, joys, and sum them all up. He spoke to folks who were already leaning that way, but they didn't quite know how to put their hopes and dreams and desires for freedom into words. It is estimated, by the way, that over 50,000 copies of Common Sense were distributed throughout the colonies leading up to the actual revolution. George Washington himself was among those who leaned on Paine's writings to help him forge his own political stances. Washington even made some of Paine's writings mandatory for his officers. There was something about knowing that a voice was giving voice to how they felt and what they believed in such a way that it just made it better. It brought hope and inspiration. So why is that important for us today? Because that's what we do. That's what we must do. There's nothing wrong with conservatives talking together. There's certainly a time for outreach, but yeah, there's also a time for strengthening who we already have with us. Hearing it from like-minded folks can help you find your resources. It helps you know your talents and gifts and how you can apply them. Hearing from others in the same position as you can remind you that you're not alone. You see, if they can separate us, that's the liberals I'm talking about, if they can separate us, if they can keep our opinions suppressed, if they can keep us from these pep talks that we call right side radio, those calls to engage, well, then they win. Liberals want nothing more than to shame you into being subservient. Liberals are fond of cancel culture. Liberals are in the habit of shaming and doxing and pressing in to try and keep the conservative choir from even singing. So important, though. And by the way, the Bible's clear. Preaching to the choir, it's pretty important. Hebrews 10:24 says, quote, "So let us consider how we might encourage one another to do good things and to not forget how important it is that we get together, and even more so as we see the times developing." And I know that verse may be about faith, but I think it can also apply to life. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know where God's taking all this. How long will I have this amazing platform He's given me? But for now, I do know this. My role is to preach to the choir. And sometimes the choir even preaches back at me. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, y'all, I'm serious. I mean, the preaching to the choir, like I said, I got saved in the choir. What does that tell you? But the reality is this. We have got to continue to hear each other, to speak to each other, to circulate our thoughts among each other, because that's what we need to do. Preaching to the choir, man, it's nothing new. It's also so important. So we're going to keep doing it. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.